Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're looking forward to a lovely weekend. The news and weather this morning said that it looks like we're set here in the UK for one of the warmest Easter weekends. So whatever you're doing, I hope you have a lovely time. I'm going to be heading up to Nottingham to spend the day tomorrow with my dad. That'll be Saturday, and my brother. Looking forward to going up to see him and just spend some quality time together. So whatever you are doing, I hope you have an absolutely lovely time. And I just want to take this opportunity before we get into today's episode to just thank you guys. You know, the amount of people, amount of messages that I get from Instagram and other different platforms, just saying how grateful you guys are for the podcast, it definitely doesn't go unnoticed because I get so many. You only see a handful of the stuff that I, you know, when I share it on Instagram. But those of you who message me, you know that I reply. You know that I engage with you. And I just want to say thank you. You know, those of you who don't but are grateful for the podcast, I just want to reach out to you and say thank you for listening. I'm, you know, so overwhelmed when I receive the messages because there's so many of you who achieve great success and you've not even really met me yet. And just from listening to the podcast, it's helped you to progress. So if that's you and you're quiet, please, if you don't feel like you can message me, you don't know me, I'm opening my myself to you now to say, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to just have a brief conversation with you on Instagram, DM me, just introduce yourself, tell me what your business is, let's connect. And I really enjoy speaking to everybody in the fitness industry. So I'm just opening my arms to you. If you've never messaged me, you don't really feel like it's your place to do so, I'd love to hear from you. So if you've been enjoying the podcast, please reach out. Today's episode 97, we're coming close to 100 and I'm getting primed and pumped. If you know anyone you think I should have on the podcast for the 100th episode, just drop me a DM and say you should interview this person. Remember, I want people on that have either had an impact in my business or follow the similar sort of values as me, you know. So you know me, you guys follow the podcast. If there's somebody that you think I should have on, please let me know. But today's episode 97, I'm going to talk to you about numbers in business. What do I mean? Well, I mean figures. And inside my mastermind, I'm hot on figures. I push people hard for figures. And nearly every fitness professional I work with from a business perspective, I'm sure when I talk to you about sessions that you do per week, whether you're an online coach or whether you're a face-to-face coach, you'll kind of have an idea of how many online clients you've got, and you'll have an idea of how many coaching clients you've got and how many sessions you do a week. When I start to delve into the more finer details of figures, very rarely do I find somebody who's on top of their figures. And as I explain in so many different situations, you know, you're a fitness professional, you start as a fitness professional, you certainly don't do any business modules on the way to becoming a fitness professional unless you do a bit of business on a sports science degree. But my goal, my passion, has always been to give you as many tools to your toolbox. Mastery is not just covering the mastery of personal training coaching skills, it's mastering yourself and also mastering your professional self. That's why I'm such a big believer in you have an opportunity to be whatever you want. If you're earning 20 grand a year, you can earn 100 grand a year. If you're earning 100, you can earn quarter of a million. If you have 10 clients now, you can have 30 clients. If you want to be, if you're a weight loss coach, you want to be known as a physique coach, you can be known as a physique coach. You can be in a magazine. Everybody has the same opportunity, but without data, you've got no way of being able to track how you get to the next stage of your life, your career. You know, for me to get in a magazine, for me to push forward and be on stage, there certain had to be certain data measures that I looked at. If I was 82 kilos, what's the next step? 85 kilos. How could I measure that? When you look at bodybuilders, they're incredibly detailed with figures and data and sleep tracking and blood glucose monitoring. And they're looking at their performance and numbers in the gym. But look at anybody from a business growth perspective. Figures are something that most people don't track. And you're thinking, well, what sort of figures do you want about? Well, hopefully by the end of today's podcast, you're going to be a lot more in the know with figures. And trust me, your business is going to really, really thank me. You're going to thank me by the end of today's episode. So stay tuned. This is probably, honestly, one of the most valuable episodes that I'm going to do for you. Inside my mastermind, I introduced the topic of figures pretty early on. In fact, I make sure every single person who's in my mastermind, which is my business coaching program, the one-on-one coaching program with me, that you work with me one-on-one for 6 months and meet with me every single month in London. I'm going to refer to it today because, you know, my next one starts on the 14th of June, and today's episode will give you a bit of an insight into how much progress you can make if you work with me on a personal basis. But let's get stuck into this. When I work with people, I will say, how many sessions are you doing? Where do you want to get to? How much income are you making? Where do you want to get to? And I make sure people every single week provide me with data. Because if you don't have a measure of what's happening, what has happened, and where you want to get to, you've got nothing to work to or work from. I'm going to go through a little bit of a list now, and we're going to start breaking these off. So grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, start writing these down. Numbers in your business are essential, because without them, there is nothing to track. There's nothing to look back over. There's nothing to forecast towards. So forecasting is about when you look at something and you work towards a certain amount of figures. Let's say, for example, right now you have 10 clients, but you know to have a 40 session a week diary, you need 15 clients doing maybe 1 to 2 on average a week. Now, I would then break that forecast down and start saying, well, next week you need to get 1 new client, which 1 new client means a certain amount of leads, which those leads need to convert, and we need to look at conversion numbers. And that's when people go, what? And I'm saying, yeah, you can't just turn up for your business every day and just hope. So let's go through some key figures right now and start to see, start writing these down and start looking and appreciating with me how these are going to make a difference to your business. So the first thing we're going to talk about is income and outgoing, is profit and loss. Majority of fitness professionals, you know, you make money, you pay your bills, but you don't have it recorded. There's no data, there's no figures, there's nothing to tell me what your outgoings are. When I work with people on the mastermind, I sit down and I say, how much is going out on a month-to-month basis? You know, most of the time, there's a situation where there's not enough cash in the bank. So I'll say, okay, well, let's look at the income. What's your income? £4,000 a month. What's your outgoings? Don't know. And sometimes the income is not even known. So I'll be like, okay, well, income is what's coming in. Outgoings is what's going out. So we've got rent to the gym, rent to home, food, clothes. And when you start to look at your outgoings, you start to realize that if you wanted more money in the bank, which could potentially lead to being able to put down a mortgage, get rent, move out. I talk about necessity and urgency. A lot of you are living at home without any responsibilities and saying that you've not got enough money, but you're wasting your money on stuff that really you don't need. And therefore, if you saved it, then you could afford the deposit for a new house to rent or a deposit for a mortgage. And all of these things you don't consider. But if you've got no figures to look at, and if I said to you, let's have a look at your outgoings, and you're spending £1,000 a month on absolute rubbish, meals out all the time, clothes that you don't necessarily need and you hardly wear, ladies, that's one for you. But if you then took that to 500 and weren't so loose with your outgoings, then that 500 a month would be an incredible apartment, give you freedom, give you a level of responsibility. And with responsibility means you're going to work harder because you're going to want more money to come in to the business to try and replace that 500, which means you're not actually outgoing to a certain extent. If you were earning 4,000 and you could increase your revenue by another 500 whilst saving 500 and paying rent, then it's a win-win for you. So the first thing I urge anybody to do when it comes to figures and why they're important is you can't make decisions for where you want to be if you don't know what's happening. Oh, I've got 15 sessions. I don't know how much I earn. 15 sessions a week. Then I say, well, if let's say that's 2,500. And at the moment, your outgoings are 2,200. You're not really going to be in a position to step up the ladder in terms of getting a better apartment, getting a new car, going on holidays, whatever you want. So then I would be saying to you, well, do you think that we should start looking at how to increase your income? Yes. Okay, well, now we've got 2,500, we've got 2,200 going out. Let's look at £500 a month increase. Oh, right, well, that would be amazing if I could get that because it would allow me to do this. Great, now we've got your profit and loss. We've got, you know, what actual money you're making, what's going out and what's coming in. And we can start to decide how we set the business up to earn more money. Right, well, at the moment, you're doing 22 sessions a week. You've got 10 online clients. Maybe that's just over £2,000 a month. What have we got to do? What sort of figures do you need within your business to take that to the next level? I don't know. Well, start to talk to me about inquiries, referrals, direct messages, engagement, number of people that you speak to. What? I don't have any of those figures. I'm like, ah. Only recently, speaking to gym owners who don't even know how many sessions their gym does a week, don't even know how many clients they lose a month, don't even know what numbers of inquiries are coming in and what channels their marketing is to actually measure the success of any campaign that you're running. I'll get into that briefly later. And then I realized there's no awareness. And there's with no awareness, there's no opportunity to grow. You're just doing the necessary every single day to just tick along. So income and outgoings is the first thing you need to really have a grasp over. Look at it. Look the devil in the eye and say, that's how much I'm making. That's how much going out. That's how much is left. That doesn't really mean I'm going to make much more progress in my life without changing a few things. I need to up my game with my coaching. Therefore, I need to do more sessions. And then I need to do better with my marketing. Great. Let's move into this. Coaching figures. How many online clients have you got? How many PT sessions do you do? How many PT sessions does that equate to in terms of numbers of clients? Well, 20 PT sessions equates to about 8 to 9 personal training clients. Great. So if you wanted to do 30 sessions a week, would that equate to another 3 to 4 clients? Probably 5 clients. I'm getting 1 to 2 sessions a week at the moment. Great. Well, we need 5 new clients. I didn't ever think of it like that. Wow. So can you see now that every single bit of detail, this is only like a quarter or even not even a quarter of the things I'm going to talk to you about today. So bear with me. Coaching figures, just what you're doing session wise and how many clients that equates to online or offline. I want to know your drop off rate. How many cancellations you have? Drop off rate. When do you lose a client? Do you know that on average you lose a client once every couple of months? Or you lose a client a month or 2 clients a month. At M10, we have spreadsheets and data for everything. Tracy sends me a report every month. I can look at the figures. I can look at the session numbers of the trainers. We know the performance of the trainers. We know which trainers are losing the most amount of sessions, which trainers are getting the best results. And the data for me is great. Well, that trainer's doing great. Why is that trainer losing clients? Then can I sit down with Dan and actually talk about how we can support that trainer to get better? Because the data is telling us that their performance is dipping in one particular area. Can we support them? You know, because for us to have a consistent amount of sessions and keep growing, we need to be not just aware of what sessions we're doing, but what sessions we're losing. Why are we having cancellation rates? You know, the guys hardly have cancellations with their clients because their clients look forward to coming into the business. So we look at, as I said recently, having a journey, having a plan, making sure your clients are moving forward, progressing, love the coaching process. They see it of value. Well, that goes back to a completely different area of what we can improve. But if you don't know your drop-off rate and your cancellations and how many clients leave, that's you not wanting to look at the negative side of your business, the area of your business that's not potentially doing well. So you need a column, how many sessions you're doing, and on average, how many clients you lose or cancellations. And then you want to be looking at yourself and saying, right, well, if I'm getting three cancellations a week, I want no cancellations a week. And how do I need to change my business to improve that? Then I want to look at referrals. At the moment, am I getting no referrals? Well, we all know that if a business is based on referrals, that business is really progressing. And if you're getting no referrals, does it mean that you should be stepping up your coaching standards, stepping up your results, stepping up the delivery? We need to measure the levels of referrals coming into the business. What about inquiries? How many inquiries do you get? If you're an online coach, how many DMs do you get a week? Go back over Tom McCormick's episode that I did with him about running an online business. That guy came and sat down with me this week in my house and said, what have you noticed about the Instagram algorithm? And I said, it slowed down a little bit. However, I started doing some new IG live videos and it's increased. And I noticed he started doing some IG lives, because what we do is we watch our data, we watch what's happening, and we can edit and adjust. Do you look at your social media? In fact, I will cover that in a second, because I want to just stay on inquiries. Inquiries and DMs. Let me just stay there for a second, because I just slightly moved into social media, but that's a big topic. I want to just jump into that in a second. Let's stay on inquiries and DMs. Inquiries and DMs are so pivotal to your business. If you run an online business, are you getting any DMs? If you're getting DMs from people just wanting a random conversation, are you actually driving those DMs into engagement and potentially inquiring into your coaching services? Are you aware that on a week-to-week basis you get 4 DMs, and then last month you got 3, and then the last month you got 2? Does that not show you that 2, 3, 4 is progress? Heck yes. But if you're going 4, 1 month, 1, 1, 1, then I've got to tell you something's going on there. Inquiries. If you get 1 a month, what have you got to do to increase your inquiries? Well, it's down to your coaching standards. It's down to your coaching delivery. It's down to your results. And it's down to your marketing. Now, we'll get on to marketing in a second, but you've got to be tracking the inquiries that you get week on week. You've got to be tracking your DMs that you're getting every week. Because if you don't put all these figures down on a spreadsheet, income and outgoing spreadsheet, and then have one spreadsheet that says my coaching figures week on week, my drop-off rates, cancellations week on week, referrals, inquiries, direct messages. Imagine watching that data week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. We have that at M10. We know how many people respond to all our marketing. We know how many inquiries we get. We know how much that converts. Let's say we look at 10 inquiries, we'll get 3 new personal training clients. We get 15 to 20 inquiries in a week, we'll get 4 to 5 online client inquiries. But then if we don't convert, if we don't get any inquiries, for a particular period of time, we've got to then look at our content. We've got to look at our marketing and think, what are we doing? You know, let's look at your marketing over the Easter weekend. It may be that less people are going to be interested in engaging in content. So you've got to know that. Is it a great time to launch any marketing or selling a product? Well, people are actually not at work, so they might be on Instagram more. Great. Well, let's drive that forward. It's a perfect opportunity. It's just challenging different things and different things that you do based on the seasons and based on numbers. And if you don't look at your numbers, you can't look at any trends. Now let's move into marketing. This is very, very important. Engagement. When you put some marketing out, especially on social media, as I was talking to you about Tom McCormick and him coming in and saying to me this week about his Instagram page and whether or not he was getting in, you know, the engagement started to change, and the algorithm seems to be a bit weird. Yes, social media changes frequently. You know, the algorithm changes. It favors IGTV. You've noticed I've been doing more IGTV. You've got to look at what's happening. And I've noticed that the way I've been doing my videos right now is getting more engagement, more saves. You know, I can put a post out and get, I don't know, 80, 90 saves on a post. And then I put one of my videos out recently, it got 350, 400 saves. I've had some of my infographics in the past go 600, 700, 800 saves. And those saves are very valuable to me because I can use them in different marketing strategies. And so if I'm not tracking the fact that certain videos, I'll give you a little bit of a tip for free. Some of my 3 top tips videos get higher engagement than something that's very standard. Then I'm like, okay, well, I know that trainers really value 3 top tips. 4 strategies. Maybe I should do more of them. I know that you guys really value my infographics and snapshots of things for you to take. But then on the flip side, I get slightly less engagement in terms of likes, but I get more comments and DMs when I start to give you a little bit of real, some of my own internal thought processes. And then I get more DMs and I start to record this data mentally and on pieces of paper. I know what's happening. I'm aware of what's happening. So do you track your engagement, the number of people following you? How does it change on a week-to-week basis on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever platforms you use, LinkedIn? Do you track the number of likes you're getting, overall reach on your social media pages, how many saves certain posts are getting, how many comments you get left on certain posts? Because it allows you, this is the whole thing about marketing, it allows you to edit, adjust, track, and tweak things moving forward. If you work in a gym, on the gym floor, do you track the amount of people that you speak to every single day? I used to have a diary. I still have a paper diary. It's right in front of me. I have a big A4 pad that I give to everybody on the mastermind. And I make sure people have a pad and they write down numbers. How many people do you need to speak to? 15 a week. How many is that going to convert into leads? Well, normally my stats tell me I'll get 3 clients or 15 people that I get into for a consultation. Great. Well, let's see if you can get 10 and get 5. 10 and get 4. Right, okay, there's your challenge for this week. If you're not working to figures, you're not growing. If you're not working to figures, you're not aware of your business. So you then need to know in terms of the amount of people you speak to, are they hot, warm, or cold? So if you speak to people that don't know you, that's a cold lead. If you speak to somebody and they are interested in a bit of free information or, you know, half an hour of your time in the gym floor, that's a warm lead. If somebody says, look, I'm ready to start coaching, can I talk to you about coaching? That's hot. Well, how many people are you speaking to that you just met? How many people are you speaking to that you're at that consideration stage where they're thinking, I want to work with you, but you've got to turn them into a client? Well, I've got 4 of those that I'm working at. There's 5 people I've never spoken to, right? That's 5 I need to speak to this week. There's 3 people that I know need PT. I just need to go up and speak to them. Great. Well, there's your figures for the week. Speak to 5 new people. Speak to the 4 people that are showing some level of interest but need a consultation. And then you've actually got, or they need a free program or something. And then there's 3 or 4 people that you actually know need you. And then your job is to go and speak to them. The numbers of actual clients that you will have will double because you're proactive based on your figures. And then you want to look at your conversions. So how many new clients are you signing up a week? I've only this morning been speaking to a guy that I mentor overseas from an online coaching perspective. And I said, your target is 10 this month. I know with the amount of followers that you have and the engagement you get, that is there for you to go and get new clients. It's how proactive you're being. Well, then if we start to look at the figures and we start to say, well, you told me that you wanted your income to grow by £1,000 this month. Well, at 100, 120 a month for online coaching, if that's the figures you're charging, it's 10 clients. Now you've got to go over with those data, with those figures, with the information that you have collected and reach those people. On average, you're getting 3 to 4 DMs a day. What are you doing with those DMs? Are you converting those DMs into clients? Because a lot of the time, you've got a social media platform, you've got a face-to-face gym that you're working in, you've got your online business, your PT business, and that's it. You've got a bank account, and then you don't really know, apart from that, what's going on. So that's why I tell people you don't have a business. You don't have a business if there's no figures. Spreadsheets, they might be boring to you because it's just like, oh, numbers. But this is how you run a business. It's how you operate. It's how you grow. It's how you reach your goals, your dreams, your vision. You know, I have a monthly report. I sat down even this week with my team and we had a management meeting on Tuesday, and my marketing team flew down from up in Scotland. I had Dan and Tracy and the management team all sat together, and we were going through sessions and how they've changed since August last year, our numbers, our gym membership, because that's been 7 months since we've had that, 8 months since we've had that. So we want to look at the steady growth, the loss in members, PT numbers and how they're changing and whether we're ready to do certain things within the business in line with the figures that we see. We have the marketing every single Monday morning. I have the marketing figures and they tell me whether the marketing in line with what we're spending is working or whether we need to change anything. We look at engagement with certain pieces of content and whether or not we need to change our how we deliver our content. And obviously, we look at the figures. You know, what's the business doing in terms of its finances? You know, where could we save a little bit of money? You know, we spend a lot of money on different sorts of things, but where could we save money, or where do we need to actually spend money to make the business better? You're no different to me. You need to run your business. But if you're not running a business if you don't have any figures. And that's why I go back to, you know, how I operate on the mastermind. I sit down with the guys, and every Monday morning they have to come into a closed Facebook group and say, this week I'm going to do this, this week I'm going to do this. And in terms of session numbers, in terms of income, in terms of money I can save. And I met every single week for 6 months. I make everybody put their figures in the group and what they need to work on. And a lot of the time, the first month or two, it takes a lot of people a long time to get their heads around it because it's a habit that they're not used to. But then you start to watch month on month, and then the figures start coming in, and then you start to notice people being more productive and more structured. And I turn fitness professionals into business fitness professionals. And that's the difference. Fitness professionals to business fitness professionals. Because then you start looking at your numbers, your figures, your lead generation, your marketing figures. And it might seem quite overwhelming right now, which is why I take people through the 6 months holding their hands and making sure all different departments, financial, operations, marketing, they're all in place. And it's a business framework. And if you want me to do this with you, 14th of June, it's not very far away, come on the mastermind, join in. You know, the best investment you'll ever make to yourself, to your business and your profession, if you commit to coming on the journey with us. So today's all been about measuring numbers and why they matter. I'm just going to go through this list again for you, just so that you, if you don't want to go back over the whole podcast, let me just go through this list again. You should have numbers for incoming and outgoing, profit and loss. You should have your coaching figures on a form every single week. What have you been doing consistently, week on week, month on month? Drop-off rate, losses, cancellations, referrals. How many you're getting on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis. And then you also need to know what you did to get that referral. Inquiries, numbers of inquiries, numbers of people showing interest to your business, direct messages, comments left on posts, engagement. So how much reach certain posts are getting, how much likes and saves certain posts that you're putting out at different times. Look at the insights on your social media and look at the figures and what it's actually telling you about how much it's changing month on month. You need to look at your data. The number of people you speak to in the gym, whether or not they're hot, warm, or cold, whether there's new people that you've not spoken to, how many new members are joining in the gym. Do you go and speak to the gym manager and say, look, how many new members do we have this month? And he said, oh, probably about 122. And I'm like, there's seven trainers. How many of those seven trainers are speaking to the new members? None. So you're complaining that there's not enough people, but there's been 122 new joiners. Well, out of those 122 new joiners, is there anybody that you think I should speak to straight away? Well, 55 of them are booked in for their free session. Right, well, who's delivering the free sessions? I'm going to go and speak to the instructor and say, look, you know, could I talk to you after you've done each one and just see whether or not there's a perfect person I could follow up with? So without this data, you wouldn't know how to move your business forward. There's always business to move forward with. Then your conversions, new signups. So if you're doing one signup a week, then we want to get two. And how do we get two? We get more clients. So you need month-to-month figures. You need spreadsheets, data, forms. Guys, here's one tip for you. Most of your personal training clients work with, if they're senior business owners or CEOs or directors or own business owners, they will have computer people that they work with. And you can reach out to them and say, hey, can you do me a favor? I'd love to get some spreadsheets designed if you're not good at them. Speak to their computer whiz kid and say, look, can you do this? I'll pay you. I just need a spreadsheet that I can put some figures into. Great. Because what it'll do is it'll give you some conversion numbers. It'll tell you how the business is performing. And you can just put the numbers in week on week. You just tell them what you need and they'll create a spreadsheet. So I'm going to kind of leave it there, right? But before I do, I actually, just below me on a piece of paper, have something that I've said to myself, shall I explain this to you or not? And I think I will do. A little bit of a bonus. If you got to the end of the podcast, I'm just going to share this with you. If you are running adverts and you're running Facebook ads, Google ads, and you're using your website as well, Some of you will be, some of you won't be. But how often are you using things like Google Analytics? How often are you actually looking at the data and the figure with the ads that you're running? How often are you just spending money aimlessly on marketing budgets? You're not even tracking it actually if it's working. Just this last little bonus bit for you right now is, I've talked about DMs, engagement inquiries, drop-off rates, coaching figures, etc., etc. If you're spending money on marketing, don't be so naive to not look at your figures. Don't be so naive to think, if Mark actually had a conversation with me about my marketing and the spending money that I'm spending on it, I wouldn't be able to tell him anything. I won't be able to tell him what engagement I get with it, what spend I get, what click-through rates I get, all the figures that are necessary. I wouldn't know how many visits I get. We know we get on average between 280 and 290 visits every 7 days to M10's website through to the homepage from our Google advertising, right? Which is very valuable to us. But we're looking at the conversions and the inquiries and the messages we get from that. I can tell you these figures. You probably can't. Google Analytics is a phenomenal platform if you have a website you should be linked up to, because it will tell you which pages are visited the most, the bounce rate, how quickly people, when they visit your website, disappear. You know, these are figures and data that are so valuable to the running of your business, and maybe you're slightly overwhelmed right now and thinking, Mark, you've just blown my brains. Well, if I have, great. It's me introducing you to another topic. It's why numbers matter in your business. They really, really do. So I hope, honestly, I really, really hope today's episode has been of value to you. I love going through all this stuff. In the mastermind, my private groups, I go through this a lot. I need to actually work with you to set a lot of this up. This is such an important part about your business that if you're struggling and you know that over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, this would be of value to you, to grow your business. Look at this. If you know your figures, you're going to earn more. This is why people don't earn more. If you know your figures, you're going to get more clients. If you're going to get more clients, you're going to get better results. If you're looking at the quality of your results, you need to look at how frequently you're getting results. Imagine I was able to take you through this step by step and show you how to do it over the next 3, 4, 5 months. And trust me, it takes me 3 months to get guys who work with me personally to be good at leaving their figures and putting their figures together. So the chance of you doing it on your own without my support are very, very slim. You might do it a little bit, but if you wanted to do it really, really well and get your figures up, then guys, join me on the mastermind. Click the link in the iTunes episode. Go onto my bio. Go to the Elite Business Mastermind. I know this is a value to you. I do hope the episodes have been a value to you. And I really, really look forward to receiving your application and joining me on the next mastermind. Have a fantastic Easter weekend. Enjoy it. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy a bit of downtime. And maybe spend a bit of time just thinking about your figures and why they matter in your business. Guys, as always, please do me a favor. Send me a message on Instagram or whichever platform you use. Share the podcast. Let's help more fitness professionals. Let's help everybody become fitness business professionals. And once again, have a really lovely weekend.